My donor number is 14333. Hello, I'm 6'3" tall and I have a large build. I have light brown hair and green brown eyes. My skin color is fair. My mother's ethnic origin is Irish, German, Baltic, and my father's ethnic origin is Irish, Lithuanian, and German.
All right, well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here with us today. We really do appreciate it. I'm going to start with some questions about you and then move on to a few from the donor program.
Absolutely.
All right, so the first one is, are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you got going on?
I'm actually working and a student. I'm in the military and the special operations community.
All right. Excellent. Okay, so in your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I would be semi-retired and probably running a fly fishing camp down in South America, helping out veterans who are struggling with PTS or any other mental health issues. I have a variety of things that I'm interested in, and most of my motivations are altruistic. But I plan on being successful in business when I transition away from the military, and then setting up some different foundations and find a way to give back. My whole life's been about service, and you know, I want to continue that service as I transition away.
That's fantastic. All right. So how about growing up? Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I got a brother and a sister. They're great people, and they're both athletic growing up. My sister ran college track. She was quite the distance runner, and same thing with my brother.
Excellent. Okay, and what's your relationship like with them?
It's good, yeah. I would say I'm the glue that actually holds the family together. I got good communication with them throughout. They're good people, good-hearted people.
Excellent. Okay, how about your parents? Would you say they gave you any morals or values to still seeing yourself today?
100%. My mother, she's, you know, full of grace, but she's also super hard, you know. She's one of the most hardworking women I know, you know, really knows how to knuckle down, but just has a heart that's full of grace.
Excellent. All right. When you're not working or going to school, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to think. I know that sounds boring, but I'm athletic. I got a good routine going. You know, I meditate, but I do like to think and be creative in my mind. That's where I came up with the idea for the photography project that I did, and I used that to raise some money for a homeless veterans program. But I use my mind to create artistically, and then I use that art to raise money. So yeah, that's what I do in my free time.
Excellent. All right. Okay. So some questions about things that you enjoy. So the first one's about music. What kind are you into, or if it's easier, what type don't you like?
So that's an eclectic variety of music. I remember one of my first albums though was Creedence Clearwater Revival. You know, my mother introduced me to that. That The Doors. You know, so that 60s rock style really stuck with me. I like the Black Angels, they're fantastic, but I listen to, you know, rap, electronic, all kinds of stuff. You know, anybody who's actually writing and producing good music, man, I'm into it. You know, I don't hold any genre hostage.
There you go, fair enough. Okay, how about movies? Same kind of thing? You like a lot of different genres?
Right, a lot of different genres as long as the writing's good. I think our whole society is driven by stories, you know, and especially the hero's journey. I don't know how much Joseph Campbell you've dug into, but it's just interesting to see the content and the media that gets put out. But as long as the writing is good, you know, it doesn't really matter the genre to me. Like, a good movie is a good movie. It can tell a story. It can be compelling. So, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. How about when you get a chance to read for fun, who do you like to read?
Yeah. The first authors I really got started on once I was reading on my own was Hemingway. I think Old Man and the Sea was one of my first books and my favorite, too. I will touch on the classics. I will read more, you know, modern kind of business stuff now that I'm transitioning into that world. But I do like poetry, you know, anything artistic and fictional stories, anything that really makes you think, you know. I enjoyed, Hunter S. Thompson, the humor from him. I enjoyed Bukowski, you know, Bukowski is good too. Chuck Palahniuk, you know, he was great. But I really like to read. I like literature, you know. I think it's good for you.
Absolutely. All right, what are some of your favorite foods?
Oh, foods? Yeah, I will eat anything under the sun. You know, I've traveled the world and I didn't shy away from anything. That really helped me connect with other people from other cultures. I can't say like one final meal, but I mean, really good seafood. You can't beat that, right? So, I mean, if we're going out getting seafood, you know, I'm getting oysters, I'm getting octopus, I'm, you know, getting the salmon, right? We're gonna go for it. But yeah, I have an enhanced palate, I guess, per se. You know, I don't turn anything down. Yeah.
There you go. All right. So you mentioned trips. What's one of the better ones you've been on in your life?
Oh boy. I think one of my favorites was going down to Patagonia and going on a fly fishing trip. It was a bucket list, and I went to this lake that was way out of the way, and it's one of the only places in the world where you can catch 30-pound rainbow trout on mice patterns. But yeah, it was an amazing experience. I really got to connect with the people at the lodge, and that's kind of what inspired me to, you know, go back to the business world, make some money, and try to create something like that to bring people down and have that experience. It was really, really good for me, and I think it's one of those oases that I really enjoyed.
Excellent. Okay, any other passions, talents, or interests we haven't hit on yet?
You know, like the photography thing was interesting because I'd never really shot anything before, and I picked up a camera and was good at it. You know, I've always been, you know, top of my platoon when, you know, in shooting and athletic stuff. I've been very blessed by, you know, the universe in that respect and gifted. I mean, you know, I can write. I've done a book of poetry before. Gosh, I mean, like, I've been very, very lucky. You know, I express gratitude, you know, to be here and bring these gifts into the world. But, yeah, I think I've done a little bit of everything. You know, I went to war. I saw warfare. I was good at that. as morbid as that may sound, you know, I was always talented going through that pipeline. You know, and then same thing when I picked up a camera or anything I put my hands on, you know, I'll figure it out. I know I asked my mom one time, I said, where does this come from? You know, and she said, your grandfather, you know, he was quite the artist and also had a super sharp memory. I guess he's the type who could read something once and never forget it. You know, it's kind of like a photographic memory. Yeah, and then I asked my father too, you know, I said, where does some of that artistic come from, or artistic side? And he says, that comes from your grandmother. You know, your grandmother used to paint. You know, it's in the DNA, man. So whatever that mix is, it turned out all right.
Excellent. All right, that's great. Thank you for that. So we're going to answer some or ask some questions now about the donor program.
Yep.
And the first one is, what made you want to become a donor?
So, you know, I'm single, unmarried. I don't have any kids yet. And my neighbor is actually an elementary school teacher. She's got a master's degree. And you know, her and I have a close friendship. She's almost like an older sister, and she's the one who put the bug in my ear. But I gave it some more consideration, and, you know, I just said, hey, why not, you know? I got no reason not to right now. So.
Yeah. Well, we obviously appreciate it, as do the folks listening to this, so thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, next question. What are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
I would definitely be open to it, you know, if someone ever wanted to meet me and discuss things further, you know, especially about anything that may come up in their life at a later date. I would be open to it, you know, to be able to have just a mature conversation. I don't think that would be bothersome to me. And as long as it's benefiting them, then yeah.
Excellent. Okay, last question. Is there anything you'd like to say to the recipients of your donations?
No, just go forth with gratitude in your life, you know, like if you bring life into this world, be responsible for it, you know, take care of it, give it lots of love, nurture that thing, figure out what it's good at, right? You know, just be a keeper of the light, be a professional, be a good parent. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, again, thanks so much for taking the time to be here. We really do appreciate it, and we wish you the best going forward.
Okay, take it easy.